spent a lot of time on the astrolabe's inscriptions.
The inscriptions are all in Hebrew. You can see the finely engraved Hebrew letters quite clearly. But what's so intriguing about the piece is that not all the words are Hebrew. Some of them have Arabic origins and some are medieval Spanish. So, just to give you an example, beside a star in the constellation that we call Aquila, the eagle, we can see written in Hebrew, Neshem Fel, the flying eagle. But other star names are given in their Arabic form, so Aldebaran in Taurus has its Arabic name Aldebaran written in Hebrew letters. And when you read out the Hebrew letters for the names of the months, they give you the medieval Spanish names, like October, November, December. So what you have here is the knowledge of the classical Greek astronomers who charted the heavens, combined with the contributions of Muslim, Jewish and Christian scholars, and all of that in the palm of your hand.
The Spain in which this astrolabe was made was the only place in Christian-ruled Europe where there were significant populations of Muslims, and it was also home to an extensive Jewish population. From the 8th to the 15th centuries, the mixing in medieval Spain of the people of three religions, Judaism, Christianity and Islam, was one of Spanish society's most distinctive elements. Of course, there was no such place as Spain yet. In the 14th century, it was still a patchwork of states. The biggest was Castile, which shared a border with the last independent Muslim state in the peninsula, the Kingdom of Granada. Throughout Christian Spain, there were large numbers of Jewish and Muslim people, all three groups living together but keeping their separate traditions, in what might be described as an early example of multiculturalism. This coexistence, extremely rare in European history, is often referred to by the Spanish term convivencia. The distinguished